You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Welcome to Monday. And our first trending report of the week. Weather front and center. The snow is tapering off, and we might actually see a glimpse of sunshine later.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Don't hold out hope, but it's possible. Around 40 maybe tomorrow, but it's not going to get out of the teens today. So just wear your hoodie and
we you know, all the schools are closed today basically. And Nicole was she said, "I'm just going to let the kids get up and get ready and get dressed and make their beds and get ready, and then right before we're ready to go, say, man, you know what? We don't have school today."
God, that's great.
Just get them up and moving.
That's great.
I know. And then she's also going to tell them that it's not an actual snow day. It's just a remote learning day. So they actually sit down and still do schoolwork today.
Good. Good.
I know.
The snow has helped a little bit with the fires.
Yeah.
Not enough for anybody's satisfaction, but at least it's helped a little bit. Fire near Grand Lake has now destroyed hundreds of homes. It's cost at least a couple of lives. An elderly husband and wife did not survive the fire after they chose to remain in their home instead of evacuate. And that is tragic. The husband, in fact, actually even served more than 20 years with the Denver Fire Department.
It's the story of the weekend. That story was everywhere. And had like a safety bunker type thing under the house that they went into. And sadly, they couldn't escape the heat. It's a horrible story. Yeah.
Terrible.
Horrible.
What else is going on? Well, the Broncos were embarrassed by the Chiefs yesterday at Mile High. They lost by 4 touchdowns.
Meh.
Broncos get to lick their wounds over that one. The World Series was wild and crazy this weekend, especially the chaotic ending to Game 4 on Saturday. If you have not, I know you're not a sports guy, Jeremy, but you should at least try to watch. Once Josh gets in, have him pull up for you the last play of the game on Saturday. Not yesterday.
Okay.
But Saturday, just so you can see how nutty it was.
All right.
Then the Dodgers won last night to take a 3-2 lead. Game 6 is tomorrow night after they're off today. And there was some funny stuff that went on in the NFL and college football over the weekend, including two different teams that lost because they scored a touchdown. They lost because they scored. If they had both just hit the ground at the 1-yard line, they could have run the clock out, kicked a field goal, and won. Instead, they both scored, kicked off to the other team.
They had more time.
Who then went down the field and won the game. That happened in college ball and pro ball yesterday.
Idiots.
And that's all I've got for right now. What do you have in trending?
Well, I do want to welcome everybody to National Pumpkin Day. It's a day to celebrate everything pumpkin, Tom. Pumpkin carving pro tip. I just saw this weekend. I have never thought about this. Usually you stick your knife into the top of that pumpkin around the stem and cut a giant hole and scoop out all the guts. They say to flip it over, slice the bottom of the pumpkin off.
Okay.
Get in there and clean everything out, and then set it on a plate, or you put a candle on a plate and then set it on the plate. It makes your pumpkin last longer, and then the top doesn't get all moldy and nasty and cave in.
Why didn't we think of that?
I know. I have carved pumpkins for hundreds of years now, Dom.
And pumpkins sit on their butts anyway,
I
so
know.
It's not like you're going to see it.
So you cut the bottom off the pumpkin. Brilliant. Oh. Brilliant. Some new release movies I want to talk about. I watched both of these over the past, 3 days. Hubie Halloween on Netflix, the new Adam Sandler Netflix movie. My review? Don't. Nicole and I plopped down on the couch on Saturday and watched the new Borat movie on Netflix Prime that everyone's talking about. It's everywhere.
And?
My review? Don't. There, those are my movie reviews.
That's funny.
I did see a funny meme floating around this weekend. It said, "What a way to top off a crappy year. We're now all going to be walking around talking like Borat again."
Oh, please,
very
God,
nice.
No. Please, no.
Please don't. Here's your crap on celebrities. I didn't know this. Arnold Schwarzenegger went back in for heart surgery last week in the Cleveland Clinic Medical Center in Ohio. He has a new aortic valve to go along with his new pulmonary valve from his last surgery in 97. So I guess it's not that new anymore. But he says, "I'm feeling fantastic." Fantastic. I can't do a Schwarzenegger. And I guess there's a bunch of pictures of him just walking around Cleveland and enjoying the statues and the sights. So they went in and jacked with his heart and sent him on his way.
Yeah, that was a quote that I saw from him that made me kind of, I don't know, kind of squint at what I was reading.
Fantastic.
Because he said something like he wanted to do a shout out to the people of Cleveland and all their great statues. And I was like, okay.
Huh, all right. Different. All right. All right.
Great
whatever.
Statues,
hey,
yeah.
Schwarzenegger's still with us. That's a good thing. Check this out. Mike Tyson has a new EDM club track that's making the way around the interwebs this morning.
Yeah.
Technically, it's by this different. It's by a group, but they feature Tyson on vocals, and it's just basically him singing, "I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson," like over and over again. And then there's like a line in it that says something about eating ears or something. I pulled just a few seconds if you'd like to hear this banger, Dom.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Wake up, everybody.
Mike Tyson.
You like it?
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
And then it just kind of goes on and on and on from there. You don't listen to that at the club?
I think I'd rather watch the new Adam Sandler movie than listen to that.
Bad. Online prank going around this morning. This one's pretty harmless as far as online pranks go. You basically get out your phone and you film someone and saying Coca-Cola. What you do is you say Coca-Cola without letting your lips touch.
Coca-Cola.
So now everybody's doing it. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. So you make them do it like 3 or 4 times. Say Coca-Cola without making your lips touch.
They don't anyway.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
And then the joke is, okay, now say it normally. You say
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. And then you point and laugh and treat them like an idiot. Because then you say, they don't touch anyway when you say it.
Stupid.
Hey, got me to have you go Coca-Cola, though.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. You know how many people are doing that right now?
Stupid.
Coca-Cola. Hey, it's kind of funny, right? McDonald's ice cream machines are notorious for not working. So this software engineer who loves Mickey D's ice cream, he did something to help people out. He launched a website called McBroken.com. It tracks all the United States locations and tells you whether or not each location has a working ice cream machine or not. So what he does is he built a bot, like an online bot, that adds ice cream to an online shopping cart at thousands of locations, and he does this every 30 minutes. Now, if it won't let you add ice cream to your order, then you kind of know that the machine is broken down.
God.
Now, there's a map of this, and you can find it online, McBroken.com, and the green lights mean the locations are working, the red lights mean... red dots mean that they don't. The coolest thing about it is, even though it's an interactive map, you can zoom out and look at all the dots in the United States, and it really is eye-opening to see how many thousands upon thousands of locations of McDonald's there are.
That's funny,
isn't it? It's really crazy to see how they're everywhere, man.
There was a story just a couple of weeks ago that's similar to this. It was about a bunch of McDonald's franchisees, I guess,
okay,
who are sick of the broken ice cream machine thing.
Uh-huh.
And on their own, going outside of McDonald's corporate, they were pooling their money, trying to come up with developing a new ice cream machine that wouldn't break as often. Because they were tired, they said, of McDonald's corporate not doing something about it. So they wanted to get together on their own. I guess you could say it's
have
like a rebellion
ones?
Within the ranks of Mickey D's,
right,
or something.
They should have backup ones. I've read multiple stories that they're not actually broke down, that they just take forever to clean. Like, my parents owned a Dairy Queen for a while, and those ice cream machines took, like, a day to clean. So they're just trying to sanitize the machines, and unfortunately, when you roll up and want an ice cream cone, they're just busy cleaning them. That's what I've heard. That could be the word on the street. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Now all I can do is think about ice cream.
I know the twist. Real quick, I got to give you some Fat America. There's pumpkin pie-flavored milk out there right now. Somebody has spotted that. That sounds disgusting.
Don't
and then
want it.
Hormel has released a new line of bacon that is ranch infused. Ranch flavor built right into the bacon.
How do they do it? How do they do it?
My review, don't.
Okay.
Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. kind of a funny link with some pictures today. A food critic in Georgia hasn't had much time to write about restaurants since everything is closed down. So she opened a fine dining restaurant for chipmunks on her front porch.
Hmm.
And they got little tiny picnic tables, little tablecloths, and little silverware and cups. And the pictures are just adorable. You're going to want to check them out. They're on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.